was arrested for assaulting me, and this is when she also damaged my car.
More than just their relationship stalled.
She pulled the keys out of the ignition on my car while I was driving it.
This is just getting more and more exciting.
Not for me.
But who will get the last laugh?
You know, there's something about you that is not registering right with me.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Delaney Bannon is suing his ex-girlfriend, Catherine Ellington, for a loan to pay a vet bill and for vandalizing his car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 572 on the calendar, the matter Bannon versus Ellington.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Farr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Bannon, how long have you and the defendant had this sort of on-again, off-again thing?
We met in February of 2012. We haven't had any contact since, I believe, September of 2013.
Well, we're now in April, May of 2014. What are you doing here now?
Well, I'm trying to get reimbursed for her dog's medical bills. I'm also trying to get reimbursement for the damage that she did to my car.
You haven't had any contact since September of 2013. We're talking about
the last
9 months ago.
Right.
Where have you been?
Well, up until recently, I've been paying the bills without really thinking about it. And then I realized that it shouldn't be my responsibility to take care of her dog.
You mean you just woke up to that fact about 9 months later?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
And what about...
This is just getting more and more exciting.
Not for me.
Excuse me.
What about the damage to your car? When did that happen, sir?
That happened in July.
That happened in July of 2013.
July of 2013.
Now, did you have this epiphany about the damage to your car at about the same time you had the epiphany about not paying for the vet bills?
A little bit later, I had it amended.
A little bit later, you had the epiphany.
Yes, ma'am.
About the car damage.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you paid her vet bill for her dog, and that was after you had broken up, according to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that after you were no longer a couple, that he paid for your vet bill?
Correct.
You had separated. And your dog was injured.
Right.
And you went to the vet. You went to the vet with the dog alone?
No, we went to the vet together.
How did he get to the vet with you?
I called him because I was really worried about Rue, my dog.
Okay. Month and year.
Memorial Day... I think that's, what, May, right?
Memorial Day is usually then.
Right. it would have been May of 2013 was when Rue ate the rib bones that put her in the hospital.
Okay. So you called him because the dog was injured. He came over and took you and the dog to the vet.
Correct.
Okay. Vet examined the dog, and you were advised that the dog needed surgery, and...
So they told us it was going to be anywhere from $800 to $3,000.
And?
And since people don't usually have that kind of money to up front, my next question was going to be, well, how much is it going to cost to put my dog down? Because I couldn't
afford
this.
Just a second. Let me ask you this question, Miss Ellington. Is that what you said to the doctor, put the dog down?
I said, how much would it cost to put her down? Because I can't afford this treatment.
She did ask that, yeah.
Oh, that's cold.
Instead of letting her die from what was happening to her. I mean, if she didn't get the medical treatment that they were suggesting,
yes,
she would have died anyways. So it was either...
Who were you living with in May of 2013?
I was a nanny for a family of five.
So you were living in?
Right.
As a nanny?
Yes.
With your dog?
Yes. They loved her.
What kind of dog is this?
Dalmatian mix, but a lot of people would call her a pit bull. But anyone who's met her can attest that she is absolutely the sweetest thing you've ever met.
Why didn't you call the people that you were nannying for to pay for the dog instead of... The people love her. People love her. Is that what you said? They love her.
Well, he does too. No, that's why he paid.
No, no, no. This is not an audition, and I've already got the job. If the family that you lived with and could afford to hire a nanny, why wouldn't you call them and say, listen, I need, instead of calling the ex-boyfriend?
It happened right in the middle of the night. They typically go to bed anywhere between 9 and 10.
Ms. Ellington, you know, there's something about you that is not registering right with me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Me too. Do you got what I mean, Mr. Bannon?
Yes.
You understand what I mean? So you paid for the dog.
Yeah, I'm still paying.
What's next? I don't think I believe either one of you.
All right.
How's that?
Well,
I think you want the vet bill paid.
I do. I have the vet bill.
That's not happening. Keep going.
I have the vet bill right here.
Listen to me. Car.
And,
car.
Oh, the car. I'm sorry. Yes,
ma'am. We're on the car now. We're past the vet bill. The dog okay now?
Yeah, she's fine.
Great. Great.
On July 25th, 2013, Catherine was arrested for assaulting me, and this is when she also damaged my car.
Yes.
She would not leave my car. She asked me for a ride home.
She asked you for a ride home because why? What was she doing at your house in July?
I was having a bad night, and
you were having a bad night from?
I was just, my job was stressful. I was drunk, yes.
Drunk,
ma'am.
Yes. You were having a bad night from alcohol.
Yes.
Right. And keep going.
She came over the next morning. I was going to give her a ride home. I got halfway to her house and she realized she'd forgotten her phone. I told her I'd bring it to her after work, as she didn't have a job at the time. So I was already running late. She pulled the keys out of the ignition on my car while I was driving it. So I ended up getting the keys back, taking her back.
What'd you call her for? What did you call her for?
She called me while I'd been drinking.
She called you?
Yes, ma'am.
And when she called you, so you remember that?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
I was upset about how our relationship had went.
Did you ask her to come over?
She offered.
She said, let me come over.
She said, do you want me to come over?
And you said, sure.
Yes.
And what happened when she got there?
I was very upset and she just helped me get to bed.
Mr. Bannon, I have to tell you something, sir. You know these two epiphanies that you had?
Yes, ma'am.
The epiphany about the vet bill?
Yes.
And the epiphany about your damaged car that she kicked, you know, a year ago. I don't want you to internalize those things. I want you to feel as if you've now gotten them out.
Okay.
But courts are really busy places. We don't like to deal in nonsense.
I understand.
This is nonsense. And I don't plan on dealing with it. You take it up with each other. How's that? Goodbye.
Sorry, Zach, excuse you. May step out.
She pulled the keys out of the ignition on my car and turned it into a flying brick.
He was trying to exploit Judge Judy's courtroom by trying to add on stuff that he wants fixed on his car, that he's wanted fixed on his car for years.
She assaulted me by punching me in the head and scratching my face.
I just kind of strong-armed him with my arm, and I have sharp nails, I guess, so it made some damage.
Don't date crazy.
I'm just glad this is done with.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Elton. Step forward.
Antoine Williams is suing his ex-girlfriend, Johanna Elton, for refusing to give him his belongings after she served him with a restraining order and kicked him out of the home.
Mr. Williams, you and Miss Elton were together, according to your complaint, for about 7 years, 7.5 years?
8.5 years.
8.5 years. Do you have any children together?
None.
And did you live together for those 8.5 years?
Yes, but it was a period of time that we separated.
When?
Last year.
But other than last year, you've been together continuously?
Yes.
Did you live in a home?
Yes.
An apartment?
A home.
Who owns the home?
We rented the home.
Did you rent it together?
Yes.
Are you both on the lease?
Yes.
So far, is that correct?
No, Your Honor.
Were you both on the lease?
No.
Who was on the lease to the home?
The one that we're currently living in since November. I'm on the lease.
Why?
Because he just moved in there after he had got out of jail.
Is that right?
Yes, it was a violation of a no contact.
Violation of no contact order with whom?
With her.
How many protective orders have you had against him?
This will be the second, I believe.
How many?
Four.
Four.
She had three lifted and she put another one on me again.
Well, that's sort of what brought you all to court. What brought you all to court was you got a protective order against him. He hadn't at that point done anything that would have necessitated you having a protective order, but according to you, you told him that you wanted him to move out. You gave him 30 days to move out or 45 days to move out. He wasn't moving out, so you went to court and got a protective order against him and an exclusionary order, excluding him from the house just in case. That's pretty much what you say. And when you put him out of the house with the protective order, according to Mr. Williams, you kept some of his property.
No, Your Honor.
That's what the case is about. That when you put him out of the house with the protective order, which is exactly what you did. You want me to read what you said? I'm going to tell you what you said. You said, I told him he needed to move, and we settled on a month and a half. I started marking the days off he had left to move on my calendar, but he refused to leave. Finally, I was forced to get a restraining order.
Correct, Your Honor. But it had to do with the drinking and
the
verbal abuse.
No, he hadn't done anything, madam. You say he can't get abusive when he's drunk, so I took out an order of protection to make sure he didn't come back. So it was a preemptive strike. He hadn't done anything to you, but you got an order excluding him from the house in the event that he drank. Does she drink, by the way?
No.
And got verbally abusive, but he hadn't done that when you got the order this last time.
Yeah, he was doing that, Your Honor.
That's not what you say here. You say he wasn't moving out fast enough, Miss Elton, so you got a protective order. That's what you say.
Right, but it led up to me wanting him to move out.
I understand.
Because of the verbal abuse.
Listen to me, I understand that. Okay. But that's not what you say here. What you say here was you settled on because he drinks and gets abusive. You gave him a month and a half to leave. You were marking off the days. He wasn't leaving. You don't say he drank and became abusive to me. You don't say that. And if it was true, you would have said that here.
Yes, he has been that way.
I'm not talking about in the past, Miss Elton. I'm talking about using a restraining order instead of housing court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She doesn't really deny that they're yours. She says, as far as the rest of the things are concerned, the other three things have been at my place for years, and now they are part of the apartment. There's no law part of the apartment.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Antoine Williams says, ex-girlfriend Johanna Elton owes for the return of his personal belongings. Johanna is countersuing for unpaid rent, bills, and the cost to change her locks.
Okay, there's a difference between going to court and saying, I am abused,
yes,
and here
Your
is
Honor.
When. When did you go for the protective order? Listen to me carefully. On what date did you go for a protective order?
The 19th.
The 19th of what?
Of March.
Prior to the 19th of March, when was the immediate last time that you made a call to the police because he was verbally or physically threatening to you? Prior to March 19th?
March 4th.
Show me.
Well, I don't have a report of that, but I called them because
called them, they would have responded. If you called them and he is a paroled felon, they would have responded.
Correct, but he left the house because he didn't want the police to come over. So he
left. What does that have to do with the fact that you called the police and told them something that he was either violent or physically threatening and they did nothing because he left the house? No. I don't believe that.
No, that is true, Your Honor.
I don't believe it. Not with somebody who just got out of jail. Now, what property did you leave behind, Mr. Williams?
I left a Hitachi 55-inch HD TV.
Now, let me tell you about the TV. Miss Elton said that TV was something that you purchased together.
She was with me when I purchased it, but I paid it with the money.
When did you purchase it?
2 years ago.
How much was it?
$550.
Did you pay for it on time, or did you pay for it in installments?
I paid for it in cash.
Where was the TV purchased, Miss Elton?
The TV was purchased at Service TV in Eagan, Minnesota. We both went there together, and we paid cash for the TV.
Whose cash?
Both of ours, and
fine.
I do have a receipt.
Fine. So when you say both of yours, is what you're telling Ms. Elton that you paid half and he paid half?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think I believe you, but let's say that that's true. I'm not saying he's a 100% good guy. I'm just saying to you that I'm not believing what you're telling me. However, let's say for sake of argument, you can't keep the TV. And he can't keep the TV. You have to find some resolution. TV's not yours. It's not his. How do you want to resolve it, Mr. Williams? Let's say I believe she paid half, which I don't. But for purposes of this case, let's say I believe it.
I want to resolve it. How I want to come out of it. I just want my things. I'm done with this eight and a half relationship.
I'm giving him $200. So far, you owe him $200 for the TV. What's next, Mr. Williams? What else did she keep? Because the rest of the things she says that you say are yours, she doesn't really deny that they're yours. She says that they've been in the house for a long time, and therefore she's not giving them back to you. Like what, Miss Elton? I'm going to read you exactly what you said. You said, as far as the rest of the things are concerned, the other three things have been at my place for years, and now they are part of the apartment.
Yes, Your Honor, that is correct.
Well, there's no law part of the apartment.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
How many times have you been incarcerated?
Probably 4 times.
For what?
Just traffic tickets and drugs.
When you say traffic, do you mean driving while under the influence of...
No, it's tickets that weren't taken care of that I hadn't paid and that I let go. So it's
you mean in many states? Yeah, I don't believe that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Antoine Williams says, ex-girlfriend Johanna Elton owes for the return of his personal belongings. Johanna is countersuing for unpaid rent, bills and the cost to change her locks.
Now,
what other things and who purchased them?
Okay, we have both. I've purchased things, both. He's purchased
What other things, Mr. Williams? She's playing with me.
I purchased the Apple box.
Okay,
I purchased
you don't deny that he purchased the Apple box?
No, I don't deny that.
Then he gets it back. Apple box. What else?
An extractor that I just bought.
What is that?
It's a juice extractor.
Get over it, Mr. Williams. What else?
The weight set.
Weight set?
Yeah, she don't lift weights.
No, she doesn't
yes,
lift weights.
Yes, I do, actually, Your Honor.
Where are the weights?
The weights are downstairs in my bedroom.
Okay, he's going to get a marshal. They're coming to get them. What else?
My leather jacket.
There is no leather jacket
what
in my
else,
house.
What else, Mr. Williams?
That's it. I just wanted
Great.
To part
You're going to get $200
things.
For the TV. I'm going to write an order. You have a marshal. Go get the Apple box and the weights. Are we done?
I guess
Perfect.
We resolve.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I do have a counterclaim.
Forget it. Rent.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Messier versus Shaw. Step forward.
22-year-old Kaylin Messier is suing her former friend, 25-year-old Molly Shaw, for the cost of bail after she was arrested for possession of methamphetamines.
Ms. Shaw, how many times have you been incarcerated?
Probably 4 times.
For what?
I got in trouble for a few traffic tickets I hadn't taken care of.
Traffic?
A few of them, yeah, were traffic. One of them was possession that got dismissed because...
Possession of?
A methamphetamine. It was in somebody else's bag in my car.
Shh. Traffic tickets, drugs, what else?
Just traffic tickets and drugs.
When was the last time you were incarcerated?
I was incarcerated in February for the traffic tickets.
And prior to that, when were you incarcerated?
I was incarcerated in August, and that was for...
August. What
yes,
was that for?
That was for the possession.
Prior to that, when were you incarcerated?
I believe a year prior to that was in Vegas for traffic.
When you say traffic, do you mean driving while under the influence
no,
of alcohol?
No, it's tickets that weren't taken care of that I hadn't paid and that I let go. No. So it's
you mean in many
on
states? Yeah, I don't believe that. How many days were you in jail in Vegas?
I was bailed out. It was only like $100 bail for traffic.
And before that? So far we have 3.
And then again in Vegas for traffic.
Vegas for traffic?
Yes.
Well, you don't learn. You're a slow learner, if you can learn at all.
Judge Judy continues in a... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, this case is about bailing you out of jail. This plaintiff is a friend of yours. She says she bailed you out of jail at your request. She wants her money.
Oh, yeah, so...
I didn't ask you a question. Just say yes, not a so.
Yes.
You want your money?
Yes.
Right, how much was her bail?
It was $1,015.
Did she pay you back any of it?
Yes.
How much?
$200.
When?
She paid me the first time, the day I bailed her out of jail.
She gave you how much?
$100.
Okay.
And then towards the end of November.
And where were you when she gave you the other $100?
At my house.
That's an equivocal. Do you remember where you were?
It was either my house or my mom's house.
Because she was a friend of yours for a long time.
Yeah.
What happened after November?
She was dating a guy who I didn't approve of. And so we weren't really talking at the time, and things got brushed under the table every time I'd, like, bring it up. Like, oh, you know, like, can you pay me now? And or just, like, money here and there, you know.
What do you mean money here and there?
Like, just so she didn't have to pay me, like, in one lump sum.
So how much more did she give you?
That was it.
Now, the first day, she says you gave her $100. That's the day she bailed you out.
Correct.
And then gave you another $100, either at her house or her mother's house.
Correct.
That leaves $815.
Correct.
And?
And I had every intention of paying her. I didn't currently get employed until January, or actually February of this year.
So you acknowledge the debt?
So I do acknowledge that,
Good.
Yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $815. That's it.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was standing like this, ready to fight.
I didn't want to fight him. And he's like, well, I want to fight you.
I wasn't there to fight. I was there to put this all behind us. Like,
no way! Kiddo.
Judge Judy.
Well, I'm excited, but I'm in shock that it was that simple when it could have been done almost a year ago.
If that's what she says, then that's what she says.
I'm totally happy. I get my money, so that's all I can really ask for.
She was upset with who I was dating at the time, and, you know, we stopped talking, so her first resort was, let's sue her since I'm mad.
I bailed her out of jail, and the next day, you know, like, we had talked, and I sat her down, and she's like, you know, this is never gonna happen again, and I promised to change, and I was like, okay, cool, like, I'm trusting you.
She has money, she pays for things, and then she gets to kind of make the decisions about everybody else's life. So it's a price you pay for having a rich friend.
I love her, I truly do.
But there's only so much I can do before I'm putting myself in a horrible situation as well.
We're girls, so we're going to say we're probably not going to be friends. We'll probably be cool in a few weeks, and then this will happen again. So we'll see.